My name is Danae Watkins. I'm from Manual High School, and my poem is called Dear Future Children. If I had a son, I would tell him, you don't need to know how to dribble a ball or rap a lyric to be someone. If I had a son, I would tell him that he can do or be anything if he puts the time in. I would tell him he's going to have a hard time achieving his goals, because society will make it hard because of who you are and what you look like. If I had a son, I would tell him, during his teenage years, you will be seen as a criminal or a delinquent. I would tell him, people's expectations of you will be low. They will think you are a lost cause. Just another dropout. Just another gangbanger. But I would tell him, be bigger than your story. I would tell him, you are valuable. You are brilliant. If I had a son, I would tell him, it's more dangerous for you to wear a black hoodie in Green Valley Ranch than it is for you to wear a black hoodie in the East Side. I would tell him, it's okay to wear your hoodie during the day, but be sure to take your hood off when the sun goes down, for the hood could be the reason you don't wake up the next morning. Something as small as a hood could be the difference between life and death. I would tell him, I don't tell you these things to be bossy, I say it simply to keep you alive. If I had a daughter, I would tell her, you don't need to be in a music video or be in a movie to be someone. I would tell her, beauty isn't in what you wear or in how your makeup looks. I would tell her, black is beautiful. I would tell her she is powerful. I would tell her, people will try to tear you down, objectify you. Don't let them. Don't let them silence you by calling you bossy. If I had a daughter, I would tell her, you were not brought into this world to be someone's housewife. You can do more than cook and clean. You are way more than eye candy. Your worth isn't determined by your appearance. Dear future children, I am sorry this world is pitted against you. I am sorry I cannot stop it from trying to tear you down. Today I speak for you. I speak for your future. I speak to carve out a space for you in America's future. A space where you are safe to pursue happiness, reclaim your power, and reclaim your worth. Dear future children, America was never America for me or my parents, but I will fight to make sure it is America for you.